Namo, in the state of natural rest, I take refuge in the primordial, indestructible nature of existence, the great absolute space of the Bindu of clear light, the indwelling deity who is beyond transition and change. Ho, to unrealized beings, the forms created by the confusion of duality, although non-existent, are apparent as the realms of beings. With great self-knowing awareness, the taste of equality, I arouse bodhicitta as the naturally free, all-pervasive mind. Ah, may the all-pervasive guru of pristine awareness and emptiness approach. Remain present beyond transition and change. I bow down with the enjoyment of equality. I offer the world of all possible appearances emerging as the ground of being. I acknowledge and confess my non-recognition of my own essential nature. I rejoice without convergence or divergence. I beseech you to turn the wheel of Dharma, the nada empty of sound. Please remain spontaneously actualized. I dedicate my accumulated virtues in the absolute space of original purity. May I awaken as a youthful vase body. And this seven-line prayer is what the Dakinis would sing on feast days to invite Padmasambhava to come to the feast. And we'll sing this three times. Hung Organ Yulgi Nupjang Sam Pema Gesar Dungpo La Yamsen Choki Nudrupne Pema Jungne Shesu Drak Kordu Kandro Mangpu Kor Keki Jesu Dakdrup Ki Jingi Labchir Sheksu Sol Guru Pema Siddhi Hung Hung Organ Yogi Nupchang Sam Pema Gesar Dungpo La Yamsen Choki Nudrup Ne Pema Jugne Shesu Drak Kordu Kandro Mangpu Kor Keki Jesu Dakdrup Ki Jingi Labchir Sheksu So Guru Pema Siddhi Hung Hung Organ Yulgi Nupjang Sam Pema Gesar Dungpo La Yamsen Choki Nudrup Ne Pema Jugne Shesu Drak Kordu Kandro Mangpu Kor Keki Jesu Dakdrup Ki Jingi Labchir Sheksu So Guru Pema Siddhi Hung. And then visualize that in response to your supplication, the lake-born Vajra comes to the space in front of you and feel his living presence there as you receive the four empowerments. The first, the vase empowerment in the form of white light that streams from an om syllable at the crown of the lake-born Vajra to your own crown where it enters and fills your body, purifying your identification with being the body of a sentient being, and thereby revealing your own nirmanakaya. So maintain that visualization. Receive the empowerment as a form of white light streaming from crown to crown. As you recite then 21 times the mantra of the lake-born Vajra. Om Ahum Vajraguru Pema Turtuk Sal Vajra Swaya Jasi. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala hum ha. And then visualize receiving the secret empowerment in the form of red light that streams from an ah syllable at the throat of the lake-born vajra to your own, where it enters and fills your body, purifying your identification with being only the speech of a sentient being, and thereby revealing your own Sambhogakaya. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala hum. And then visualize receiving the wisdom empowerment in the form of indigo blue light that streams from a hung syllable at the heart of the lake-born vajra to your own, where it enters and fills your body, purifying your identification with being the mind of a sentient being, and thereby revealing your own Dharmakaya. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala hum. And then visualize receiving the word empowerment in the form of red light that streams from the Svadhisthana chakra, the navel chakra of the lake-born vajra to your own, where it enters your body and there now mixes with all of the previous three lights that are beginning to stream again. The white at the crown, the red at the throat, indigo at the heart, all filling your body with rainbow light, purifying your identification with being the body, speech, and mind of a sentient being, thereby revealing your own Svabhavakaya. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala. Oma hum vajguru pema turting self vajra samaya ja siddhi pala hum. And now, having purified your identification with being the body, speech, and mind of a sentient being, which is the chief obstacle to recognizing your own pristine awareness, Visualize that the lake-born Vajra in an instant shrinks in size, turns to face the same direction that you are, and comes to the crown of your head. And there he melts into light and enters through your crown and flows down the central channel to your heart. And there, the pristine awareness of the lake-born Vajra and your own pristine awareness merge and become one, like pouring water into water. And rest in that state for the next 4 minutes of this session. The luminous, empty, natural state of the mind.